Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we go out to the horn right now, out to the hotline, and talk to our guy. Normally, it's the hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports media, but this guy is pretty close. Normally, it's Jeff Hathorn, but right now we talk to Josh Rountree, who's out there working for us all the time in all the clubhouses, or, well, as close as you can be at this point. But Josh Rountree joins us as he's covering Steelers minicamp, I guess it is now. Josh, good morning to you. How's everything?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are great. We are great. And you've been pinch hitting for Jeff, or not pinch hitting. You're there as well, but you're going to join us and pinch hit in his spot. All right. What has jumped out at you that you're cleared? I mean, you have these clearances on your press pass. You're only allowed to speak about this. They give you a sticker. You're allowed to see this time and this time. Then you got to. What are you allowed to speak of right now that has jumped out at you that you say, when I walked in here to minicamp, I didn't expect, or I only kind of expected it, but it is through the roof. I've seen this with my own eyes, and wow, I'm wowed by it at minicamp. Anything?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we can only report what we're allowed to see in a certain window, which has been just one day this week for about half an hour. So I can give you a little bit, but what I'll say is, I tweeted this yesterday, I was one of the people that was fairly skeptical about drafting a running back. I knew Najee Harris was a good player. I did not know how incredibly athletic he is. I mean, every NFL player is a freak athlete. This guy is a freak NFL athlete. He is incredible to watch on the field. And, back in rookie minicamp, he was asked about making a tremendous one-handed back of the end zone sort of catch. That he did with no coverage, and it was remarkable. That's going to happen in coverage. I mean, he is going to burn defensive backs. He is a tremendous wide receiver, Najee Harris. Now, we'll see if he can, run the football between the tackles. That's what everybody wants. Can he pick up a yard? Can he pick up 2 yards when they need it? But the biggest thing that's jumped out to me so far is the fact that I was skeptical on Najee Harris. I am no longer skeptical on Najee Harris. He is going to be a big-time part of their offense. He is going to start from day one, obviously, and I think he's going to put up huge numbers as long as he stays healthy for the Steelers, not just in the running game, but I think they're going to use him as much as they can in the passing game as well.
Well, Josh, we talked about this yesterday. In your opinion, then, are the expectations being heaped on him too outsized, or have you seen enough in just 3 days of minicamp and some OTAs, some football and shorts to say, no, this guy could be the focal point of an offense in his rookie year in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think there has to be some balance to it, right? Because they do have other backs behind him. I mean, I think Anthony McFarland is a guy that is going to get touches. I think Benny Snell is going to get some touches. And I think you could see a scenario where they use maybe two running backs on the field at the same time. With Matt Canada's offense, I think that could happen. So I don't know that it's going to be absolutely the Najee Harris show. I mean, it's still Ben Roethlisberger's offense. Matt Canada made that clear the other day when he said as much. And so I wouldn't say that it's Najee Harris as the focal point right now, but he's certainly going to get his touches, and I think the hype is legitimate. I mean, I think he can be a guy that rushes for, maybe 1,000 yards this year, maybe 900 yards, but it depends how much they use him in the passing game, because I think that is a real thing that, you're going to see him line up in the slot. You're going to see him line up outside, and they might throw another running back in the backfield while he's out playing wide receiver. I mean, he's just that versatile of a player that I think the hype is real, and I think that he could go out there and put up just massive numbers this year. Now, that said, he's only going to go as far as his offensive line goes, and that's where I was skeptical on drafting a running back in the first place, is just because, I don't think their offensive line is very good right now, and they're really going to have a big-time step up from what they did last year and really what they've done over the last 2 or 3 years in the running game. So he'll go as far as they go, but he is definitely good enough that even behind an average offensive line, he's going to be able to put up really good numbers.
The Steelers don't necessarily play boundary and field. What they do on their with their corners is they play Joe Hayden on a matchup. They try to play him as a shutdown. They find the best receiver and they match him up. Who's going to play that opposite corner, though, that Joe Hayden – who is? What's your prediction on who starts and then who's playing week eight at that other corner?
Yeah, so I think Cam Sutton's going to be the other corner outside to start. And, you know, Keith Butler said the other day that, you know, they know that Cam Sutton can play inside. They're confident in that, so they're going to let him start outside now, and then they're going to rotate guys inside and see how that works. So that's where it's going to be to start. Antoine Brooks, I think, might be that guy on the inside to begin. When we get to week eight, that is where things may change a little bit. I mean, depending on how that goes with the inside spot, they might move Cam Sutton back in. And then I think, you know, next to, you know, how good he has been as far as Najee Harris and what has stood out to me, you know, in regards to that, the second guy has been James Pierre, the corner. I mean, he's really good on the outside. I wrote about him yesterday. He's a great story, a guy that really had to overcome a lot to just to get to the NFL. And, you know, I think he's going to be a guy that's definitely in the mix. They really like him. They loved him on special teams last year. He was a great gunner for them on special teams. He played a lot of snaps there. And now I think that progression in his second year, even though the fact that he is an undrafted free agent's there, but I think he's going to be a guy that certainly works into the mix. He yesterday had two interceptions of Ben Roethlisberger during team drills. Can't get into too many specifics, but I will say that one of them was incredibly impressive. The interception that he had, he's long. He's 6'2", but he plays longer. And the way that I describe him is sticky. I mean, he just blankets guys going down sidelines. So I think he's a guy that certainly is an option on the outside there. Maybe as the season progresses, maybe as, you know, he gets a little bit more familiarity. And keep in mind, too, he didn't really have an offseason and a preseason last year to show what he can do. So he's sort of a bit raw still, but I really like James Pierre, and I think he's a guy that you're going to see eventually work into that mix at the other outside corner position, and then maybe Cam Sutton bumps inside.
Josh Roundtree, Josh, thank you so much for all the coverage. Check it all out. Real quick, before we let you go, in about 20 seconds or so, what can we anticipate seeing, as we always push people to the website, 937thefan.com, what can we anticipate seeing today and then in through the next couple days, do you think?
Yeah, so I'm working on some stories right now. There was a charge from Art Rooney for the offense to become more physical. Matt Canada told us about that the other day. I'm going to ask a couple of guys about that today as well. So we're going to have that coming up on the site. And then we'll have some more stuff. We'll see what goes on today. Another thing that we're working on is drops. Steelers led the NFL in drops last year. That's something that they're really going to work on this year with that receiving group and the tight end group and running backs as well. So a couple of things brewing right now. We'll have those on the site today, tomorrow, through the weekend, Monday as well. We'll have some stuff up on 937thefan.com.
Maybe the receivers can use spider tack thoughts.
Hey, there we go.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Hey. Josh Roundtree. Thank you, Josh. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
All
Thanks,
right. Josh. See, I know Ike Hilliard talked about that, about those drops and things, uh-huh. And that has to happen. It's got to get better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.